Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm John Thompson from Missoula, Montana. I'm an artist, carver, printmaker, stone carver. I got involved with Holden Village. Well, I worked for Grunewald Guild. I've taught at the Grunewald Guild with Richard Kemmerer since 97, and I've heard about Holden forever, but I never really made the connection. But when Chuck and Peg Hoffman, Carlson Hoffman, took over the directorship, they also taught with me at the Guild, so they said I need to come up and check it out. So two summers ago, I came up with our church, and I kind of ushered the youth group around, and Chuck and I took a walk one evening. We walked around on the bridge and the village, and he said, you know, the bridge is new, and it could use a gargoyle, because I carve things like gargoyles and things like that out of wood. And I said, yeah, maybe. And we talked a little bit, and I thought it should use actually have a dragon for the kids to find. So I am in the process of carving a almost 6-foot dragon that's going to be hiding up in the rafters for the kids to find. And I told him, Chuck thought it was a great idea, and some other folks did too. So I told him that on one condition, I get to carve it here. I didn't want to carve it home and bring it in, so that it'd give me an excuse to come to this beautiful place and hang out and meet people. And he said, okay, but you have to teach a carving class while you're here. That's what I've been doing. It's great. I think that if, you know, they hang out and I teach them a basic safety, a little bit of safety first, where actually my safety lesson is simple. You just put the wooden handle in your smart hand, sharp pointy end goes in the wood, and you won't hurt yourself. Yeah, and we just kind of hang out and we carve, and I teach them some basic, you know, the grain of the wood and things like that. And we carve basswood, which is, I learned to carve on the carousel. We built a carousel in Missoula, and that's how Chuck and Peg got to know me too. They actually came and rode our carousel. I've been carving for about 25 years now. Won't stop. My etching press doesn't get as much use anymore. The class does a basic beginning relief carving. So they, after the session where I teach them about grain of wood and how the tools work and things like that, and we use all hand tools, we're not chainsaw carving, then they get to design a small relief carving of their own choice, and we kind of sit around and talk and share stories and get to know each other. And my class is very low-key. I'm not sure that people should actually call me a teacher. I just give them the tools and we play together. We moved to Missoula 33 years ago, and 31 years ago, I got a phone call, and I don't like answering the phone because it's usually a brother-in-law asking for bail money or something. So anyway, not really. But anyway, you never know what's going to happen. But I picked up the phone, and this guy by the name of Chuck asked if I could draw him a horse. And I said, well, yeah, I can draw a horse. I was trained as a fine artist, did etchings. I've done etchings for 40 years. But anyway, so I drew him a horse, and he said, oh, that's perfect. And I said, for what? And he said, well, I'm going to build a carousel. And I said, show me. So we went over to his garage, and he had four horses. He had carved it from a pattern he'd found in a book. I looked at it, and he said, tell me about this carousel. And he'd found an old mechanism that he'd carved those four horses, and he went to the city and said, I'll give you a carousel if you give it a place to live. And then he realized he was going to need help, and he needed someone to draw the horses because he couldn't draw. He needed someone to draw horses so that the sponsors of the horses would know what they're going to get and how we could work. So I drew the patterns, started doing that in 1990, 91, and they were having too much fun, more fun than I was, in just drawing the horses, having more fun carving them. So I thought I had to learn how to carve. And 4.5 years later, 1995, we opened the first carousel that was made in the U.S. by all hand-carved and in Missoula, Montana, and we gave it to the kids of Missoula. And it was all done with volunteers who did not know how to carve. We all learned on the carousel together, and we're pretty proud of that carousel. And so since then, my etching press doesn't get a lot of use, but I just carve almost every day and continue carving critters, animals, and whimsical things. And we kept a group of carvers together that decided they didn't want to stop. And if we hear of another city that wants to build a carousel, we offer to carve them an animal as a gift from our carousel to theirs. And then hopefully they'll pass it along. And since we opened our carousel, we've spawned probably another 15 carousels in the U.S., which is kind of cool. So we've carved carousels for Massachusetts, New York, 3 or 4 in Washington, Oregon area. Sent one to Canada, and, you know, not all horses. We've carved buffalo and giraffes and a snapping turtle, and I carved a slug for the carousel in Tacoma, Washington. Some of you may have ridden on. So that's how I started carving, and okay. I just won't quit. There's a lot of wood out there, and I enjoy teaching the classes because I'd say there's a lot of wood out there, and we can't do it all ourselves, and we want to keep this tradition going, and hopefully more people will come along when I'm done carving and take over and keep building carousels and stuff.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.